This is Julie Hewitt, the chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is a regular PNB meeting for Thursday, March 16th, 2023. It is 8:43 p.m. on the East Coast, and I'm calling the meeting to order. Nancy Sordin, our secretary, is a little bit delayed joining us this evening, and so I will go ahead and take the roll and then catch Nancy back up. Teresa Allen. Teresa, are you here? And not muted. All right, I'll come back.
Teresa is present, sorry.
Thank you. Next, Adriana Casanave.
Present.
Thank you. Jim Dingman.
Here.
Thank you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Thank you, Vanessa. I'm glad you made it on. Fred Dodsworth.
Thank you.
William Foster Jr. Oh, Bill sent me an email. He can't make it this evening. Next up is Sue Goodwin.
Here.
Thank you. Heather Gray.
Here.
Thank you. Donna Grimes.
Present.
Thank you. I am here. Avalia Jones.
Present.
Thank you. Ali Lexa. Ali, are you here?
Been I muted. See the cat.
I see the cat. Well, I'll come back around again. Marianne Martinez.
Here.
Thank you. James McFadden.
Here.
Thank you. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes.
Here.
Thank you. Jim Sagerton.
Here.
Thank you. Sharon Salam.
I'm here.
Thank you. Aki Tanaka.
Here.
Thank you. Beth von Gunten.
Here.
Thank you. Egberto Willis.
Here.
Thank you.
This is Ali Lexa. I'm here. Sorry I missed my name the first time.
No, that's okay. Gotcha. So, and then by any chance, did Fred Dodsworth join us?
He's trying to get on the call.
Okay. Okay, got it. Yes, go ahead, Adriana.
With my point of order. Do you
go
want
ahead.
To, are you asking me to disturb the seating of the directors that are not eligible to serve as 2023 PNB directors? Because to be eligible to serve as director, you must be a delegate, as stated on Article 5, Board of Directors as the Foundation, Section 1, Board of Directors Eligibility. I pasted in my email before. Some of the people calling this roll call are ineligible to serve because they are not delegates according to the Pacifica Foundation by law. Article 4, delegates, Section 8, terms of office, term limit. I pasted below in my email too. Delegates are limited to a maximum of 6 consecutive years, after which they are replaced through an election or through the usual runner-up list from the last election, certified election. I send the email to everybody, and you can answer, like I said, you can answer like before. I do my duty of make my point of order, and I will not, I just want your answer, and I will not pursue any more fight on this, but I want your answer on that.
Thank you. I'm ruling the point of order out of order, because we have, dealt with this in previous PNB sessions, and we'll move on to the next item. So, I did the roll call. So the report out of the, executive session of March 9th.
Madam Chair.
2023. Yes, Teresa.
Madam Chair, in the future, if a member of the board has a repeated concern such as this, cannot the chair just say noted And in this instance, if the member wants to challenge the decision of the chair, if you would ask her that, then we might want to take a vote on that.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so quickly, I see Fred Dodson, you're here, correct?
No, Fred Dodsworth is here.
Dodsworth, sorry, I'm so sorry.
I don't really care. It just gave me an opportunity.
It's important to get people's names right. Thank you, Teresa, for that point. I will brush up on my Robert's rules and figure out what's the most appropriate way to handle that. But for this evening, I think I'll just keep going. Cause we've got stuff that we need to get done and we wanted to get to, closed session, relatively early this evening. So back to the report out from the executive session of March 9th, 2023. It is the PMB met in closed session to discuss confidential personnel, contractual, and legal issues. And so the next item up is excused absences, and the only person who's absent, besides Nancy, who's a little late, but the only person who's absent is Bill Foster, who wrote to me and told me that he was unavailable this week. So can I get a motion to excuse the absences?
I move that we excuse the absence of William Foster.
I second.
Thank you. Thank you. Any objections to the motion to excuse Bill Foster's absence? Okay, thank you. Next item up on the agenda is identifying timekeepers. I need someone to keep time for people. Can I get a volunteer? Who should not be Heather tonight because she has to do this by phone only? Anyone? Perhaps someone who's muted is trying to volunteer.
This is for people. I'll do it, Julie.
Thank you, Donna. And someone to time items?
I can time items.
Thank you, Darlene. All right. So next up, okay, so hang on one second because I just figured out that I forgot to send somebody an email. An important person in the email. One second, folks. I'm so sorry. Just one more second. Okay, so I'm back, again, apologies for that. I'm back to the next item on the agenda, which is approving the agenda, or at least the open portion of the agenda, and that's a 5-minute item, Darlene.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I want, I'm sending an email now to everybody to have it there, but I, and the explanation in my emails, I want to put in a motion in open session asking the PMB directs, Mr. Schwartz, Ms. Wells, and whoever possessed the information that they request to send me the documentation that I'm entitled to and I have been repeatedly requested. You will see I don't want to, you know, Mr. Schwartz think that I cannot direct him and the PMB directs him. And I want the documents that I'm asking for and I want the document being signed. I think that he questioned why I need it, and that's why I hope that the PMB put that motion and direct all the employees, in this case, Ms. Schwartz, Mr. Schwartz, Ms. Wells, and whoever possesses the documents, to send it to me as a director and to whoever director, I mean, the director wanted, obviously, we have the right to have that information. I don't believe that it's really that we need to ask for the PMB, but I want that motion there.
Yeah, yeah, there. Yeah, Adriana, you don't have to motivate the motion. We're just talking about the agenda. So you get an opportunity to motivate later. How about if we put this under it's a new motion, so I'm inclined to put it under new business. You might prefer to call it unfinished business, but it doesn't really matter because one comes right after the other on the agenda, so it doesn't appreciably change the order on the agenda. So so I'll put it under new business. So let me read through the agenda so that everybody understands what's on the agenda, and then you can make a motion to amend the agenda. Well, no, you don't actually have to make a motion to amend the agenda because we'll just call it new business. So the rest of the agenda is approving the minutes of February 23rd. It's a 5-minute item. Item 4 is a coin flip in motion to ratify committee elections. That's a 15-minute item. Item 5 is committee conveners. That's a 15-minute item. Then we have unfinished business, new business, which will now include Adriana's motion, and then a motion to move into executive session at a time certain of 9:30 p.m. And then, of course, there are items on the closed portion of the agenda, and then we'll rise and report, but and adjourn at a time certain of midnight. I'm not going to read out the whole closed session portion of the agenda because we'll tackle that in closed session, but it's the usual preliminaries, a bunch of confidential issues, and then the usual, few items that we use to close out the meeting. So I'll move the agenda. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, Teresa. Nancy's here, by the way. Is there any discussion of the agenda? Open portion, that is. Go ahead, Jim Damon.
Yes, I want to note that I would like to, at the next open session, discuss that forward promotion motion I sent to you a couple of weeks ago. It doesn't have to happen today, but I'd like to do it pretty soon. That came out of the committee. I sent it about a week or two ago.
Oh, okay. So no apparently I missed that.
I don't want to do it. Next week is fine.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I appreciate the reminder. One thing I will say to people is if you're going to send me a motion, make sure you say, something in the agenda, in the subject line, like motion for next meeting's agenda or something like that, just so that I am sure to pick it up. Don't hit reply to all on an email that's, an email subject thread that I've already stopped reading because you get the point. Okay. Absolutely, Jim. I'll make sure it's on the next time. Any other discussion of the agenda? All right. Hearing no other discussion, are there any objections to the objections to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll consider the agenda approved. That takes us on to the next item, which is approving the minutes of the February 23rd meeting. Nancy sent that out a few days ago, I think. Yes, Adriana.
In the minutes, I'm missing my point of order. Like I said, I don't want to discuss it. I agree that the point of order and your ruling, the point of order, need to be on the minutes. I sent my point of order that day at 8:47 p.m.
Okay, thank you. So that means effectively amending the minutes. So just so that everybody has a chance to look at them, perhaps we should postpone approving the minutes.
Point of order. Or point of information, actually.
Yeah, go ahead, Fred. Dodsworth, that is.
if we need to recognize this point of order that was just brought up, do we need to recognize every point of order that's just been brought up? Should that mean that every point of order is now going to be put into the minutes? I thought only motions and actions. I didn't realize that we were going to do every point of order, every point of information, every point of personal privilege.
Yeah. Thank you, Fred. That's a good question. I think you're right that we don't ordinarily put points of order in.
No, we don't.
In, minutes. Let me do a little additional, research on this item, folks. Do a little Robert's Rules research just to, you know, confirm that it's appropriate and we'll figure it out. But in any event, we'll postpone dealing with the minutes until, I've had a chance to, you know, do a little research on that issue and determine whether we really do need to put this in the minutes or not. All right. Thanks. So that means we're on to the next item on the agenda, which is a coin flip and motion to ratify the elections committee. Okay.
You want me to flip the coin?
No. So I have a coin flip app, and so what I am going to do is. Okay, now all I have to do is, okay, so let me just, catch the public up here. There was a tie, for the, you know, this is the committee elections and it's, you know, one seat per station for a bunch of committees. So there were, you know, 40 some different, elections, but we wound up with a tie in one particular seat, and that was the KPFA seat on the Strategic Planning Committee. And the two people running were Fred Dodsworth and James McFadden. And so what you do to resolve the tie is you do either a coin flip or a drawing of straws. And I'm going to do a straw drawing, and here's what's going to happen. Hang on one second, because I figured this out. Okay, so drawing straws is kind of like drawing lots, right? So the person who gets the short straw is eliminated. And so I just wanted to be clear about that. And now what I'm going to do is find my straw drawing app, and I'm going to share my screen so folks, and you'll be able to watch this as I'm doing it. All right, so Julie says share the screen. And then she goes to another window. Here it is. All right, can you folks see what looks like mostly, well, not yet because I didn't say the word share. Now can you see what mostly looks like a white window?
Yes.
Okay. So the total number of straws to draw is 2. And I'm going to type in Fred Dodsworth as one name and James McFadden as the other name. And then folks, so I set it up so there are 2 straws and there's only 1 short straw, right? And then and that's because you have to say how many short straws there are in case you have more than 2 people. But, Terry Goodman suggested that drawing straws was the better way to go about this as opposed to a coin flip. Although in the case of 2 people, it's not that dramatically different. And so folks, in just a moment, I'm going to hit this draw straws button. And when I do, it's going to flip the screen, and I'll take a screen capture of the screen just in case anybody wants to see it. What it will do, oops, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spell James McFadden's name correctly. There we go. Okay. And when I hit that button, it will put 2 straws and they will be of random length, and one of them will be shorter than the other. And the short straw, the person with the long straw, gets the seat on the KPFA the KPFA seat on the Strategic Planning Committee, and the other person doesn't. So here we go. I'm going to click on draw straws, and then you all are going to see it, and it looks like Fred Dodsworth will be on the committee because James McFadden got the short straw. Okay. And now I'm going to take a screen capture just so that preserve it for later. Let me just. Okay. I've got it for later if I need it for some reason. And I'm going to stop sharing my screen. Any questions there? Okay. Let me. So. Okay. So now that takes us on to the next part of this item on the agenda, which is the motion to ratify committee elections, right? And this, folks, is about the fact that the way we do committee elections, we need to it's not fully anticipated. We do them electronically, and it's not fully anticipated in the bylaws, and so we have a motion to ratify. Okay, so here goes the motion to ratify. Whereas the Pacifica National Board held elections for directors to serve on its committees, and the teller's report dated March 13th, 2023 has been shared with all directors as of March 14th, 2023, therefore be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board ratifies the teller's report and affirms the following duly elected directors to serve on PNB committees, including the tiebreaker just resolved. So I have to add that word. Okay. And now I'm going to read the committees. Coordinating committee, Akia Tanaka, Adelia Jones, Marianne Martinez, Jim Sagerton, Donna Grimes. Governance committee, Akia Tanaka, Elizabeth Von Gunten, Marianne Martinez, Jim Sagerton, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, William Foster. Finance Committee, James McFadden, Elizabeth Von Gunten, Teresa Allen, Jim Sagerton, Julie Hewitt. Audit Committee, Darlene Pagano, Ali Lexa, Egberto Willis, Jim Dingaman, Sue Goodwin. Elections Committee, Aki Tanaka, Avelia Jones, Teresa Allen, Sean Rhodes, Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Personnel Committee, Darlene Pagano, Avelia Jones, Teresa Allen, Jim Dingaman, Donna Grimes, William Foster. Programming Committee, Aki Tanaka, Ali Lexa, Egberto Willis, Jim Dingaman, Sue Goodwin, Heather Gray. Strategic Planning Committee, Fred Dodsworth, Elizabeth Von Gunten, Egberto Willis, Jim Dingaman, Donna Grimes, William Foster. Okay. Can I get a, I'll make that motion. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion of this motion? Hearing no discussion, then I'll move on to, check and see, are there any objections to this motion? Hearing no objections, we'll consider the motion, passed without objection. Thank you all. Okay, so that's the end of item 4 on the agenda. Item 5 is committee conveners. So what I did, folks, for the agenda was in the appendix I listed the full committee membership, which were the names I just named, plus a few additional names. And so you'll see that for some of the committees, it's the people I just named, plus there's a semicolon and then a couple of other names after that. And that's because some of the committees, whether it's, from the bylaws or whether it's the motion that we pass to stand up the committees, have some ex officio members on them. And so the ex officio people are listed, after the semicolon. And so you can see the full list of not all the committee members, but all the directors who are serving on these committees, all of the directors and officers, because at least one of those committees, Nancy Sorden, is on by virtue of being the PNB secretary. And so what I would like to have happen is for one person to be the convener for each of these committees, right? And what it means to be a convener is that you make sure that that committee has a meeting between now and April 6th, because what I would like to be able to do at the April 6th committee, I'm sorry, at the April 6th PNB meeting, is have every committee, you know, give a report. Admittedly, some of the reports might be as simple as, you know, we held our first meeting, and didn't get much business done, you know, but, if we don't get the committees going, you know, then it takes a while for business to occur. So I want the committees to meet and report by the time we have the April 6th, PMB meeting. And so, by way of, making sure that, you know, we didn't have a lot of dead air silence as I asked people to volunteer, I took a stab at, you know, picking people to, be the conveners of the committees. And one of the things I did as I was picking people to be conveners of committees is I made sure that nobody, had to convene multiple committees so that the burden is, spread around to a whole bunch of people. So, the names I came up with were, Nancy Sorden to convene the coordinating committee, Aki Tanaka to convene governance, Jim Sagerton to convene finance, Darlene Pagano to convene audit, Vanessa Dixon Briggs to convene the elections committee, Teresa Allen to convene the personnel committee, Heather Gray to convene the programming committee, and Jim Dingaman to convene the strategic planning committee. And folks, again, what it means is, you get the first meeting on, you know, scheduled and posted on KPFTX, and then make sure that, you know, one of the first things that's accomplished in the meeting is the election of officers. And it doesn't mean that I just pre-selected chairs of all these committees. It just means, you know, these folks are going to be responsible for making sure that the committee has its first meeting. So any objections to the list of conveners that I've just read out to everyone? Okay, I see some hands. Sorry. Beth von Gutten, go ahead.
Thank you. Am I unmuted?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, if I'm not mistaken, the secretary is also included automatically in the strategic planning committee. Last year, Paulina taught at the same time that we met, and so she wasn't able to join us. So it's understandable if, you know, that oversight, but I think if we go back to the original mandate for that committee, I think you'll find that the secretary is automatically part of that committee. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So, one of the things that happened with the strategic planning committee last year was I think we thought both the secretary and the vice chair were part of that committee. And when I went back and I looked at the wording of the motions that we passed, that wasn't technically actually the case. And what I did for the motion for this year for the strategic planning committee was I basically copied the motion from last year for the strategic planning committee. So I don't think it was the case that we had the vice chair and the secretary automatically on the strategic planning committee. Now, that doesn't mean that we couldn't, if someone wanted to make a motion, that we couldn't.
Yeah, change, may be recognized.
Yes, go ahead, Sagerton.
Yes, I have a motion, but it was intended to include the vice chair on the strategic planning committee, but perhaps we should include the secretary as well. Let me read the motion and then we can judge. It's moved whereas an oversight occurred in the authorizing motion that created the strategic planning committee and the vice chair was not included in the list of officers who serve on the strategic planning committee. Therefore, be it resolved that the Strategic Planning Committee membership is adjusted to include the vice chair. Now, we could just include the secretary as, you know, everywhere where it says vice chair, just and secretary.
Do you want to amend your own motion?
Beth was saying that it's already there. So we don't need to add the secretary, I guess. So the motion is just to include the vice chair.
No. That's just it. I am telling you that when I pulled this list together, I went back and looked at the exact motions that we passed. So the secretary was not there.
Ah, okay.
Or I would have listed Nancy Sorden there. So you should also add Nancy Sorden if in fact, or I mean, add secretary if in fact that's what you intend to do. Okay.
Yeah, that is what I intend to do.
Okay.
I'm doing it right now. And then I'll send it.
Okay, thank you.
Is anybody recognized?
Hang on. I heard point of information from Fred first. Go ahead, Fred.
Who is the vice chair?
Heather Gray is the vice chair.
Thank you.
Yep, good question. Teresa, I'll call on you, but I saw, so hang on, I saw Dingman's hand up first, but since Sagerton put a motion on the floor, I think the thing I need to do next is seek a second for Jim's motion.
Second, Beth.
Second.
Thank you, Beth. Okay, got it.
Point of order, Madam Chair. How much time? Madam Chair?
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Donna.
How much time do people have to speak?
90 seconds.
90 seconds. Okay. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you. So now the discussion has to be on Sagerton's motion. So, Damon, is your hand up to speak on Sagerton's motion?
No, I agree with his motion. I wanted to speak on a different matter. I'll wait till it's resolved.
Has it been seconded?
Yes, it was. Yes, Beth Bonner seconded it. Yeah, yes, go ahead, Sagerton.
I just wanted to say I just sent the motion around and it should be arriving.
Okay,
thank
you.
To everyone on the board.
Yep. Donna, is your hand up about this motion or? Okay. Teresa, Alan, go ahead.
Okay. Several things. Because the secretary was a write-in, I really don't know, the secretary. I don't know her credentials. I don't know her interests, and she's not a voting member of the board. I would think that people on the strategic planning committee would be those people that, since they're going to be sending things that are strategic to the board, you would want people that are voting members. But another thing to consider is, does the secretary want to serve on the strategic planning committee?
Nancy, I'll recognize you if you would like to answer that question.
I think it's up to the board to decide that.
Madam Chair, can
I mean, like, if you, okay, fair enough. I mean, if you wanted to say, I declined to serve if you really didn't want to be on the strategic planning committee, but I will point out that, Nancy is being very, self-effacing here. Nancy is a former chair of the PMB. I don't remember exactly what years it was, Nancy, that you were the chair, but like something like 2017, 2018-ish?
2018 through 2019.
Thank you. So in that sense, and has been a director from the was a director for a bunch of years when she wasn't the chair and, was a delegate on the WPFW LSB.
Point of information.
Yeah, Teresa, we served together on the finance committee for quite a few years.
Point of information.
Forgive me if I've forgotten.
Well,
so much water has gone under the bridge. Thank you.
That's all right. Teresa, think of it as introducing Nancy to other people. Fair enough. Go ahead, Fred.
The secretary, is that a typical secretarial responsibility or is that a active participant in the strategic committee?
Madam Chair?
Go ahead, Jim Dingman, if you'd like to address that.
Yes, we already have a secretary, Fred. who is a non-member of the board who can helps us convene the meeting, and he signed an NDA. The secretary is the secretary of the board, and frankly, there's a lot of work on the plate, as people on the committee know, particularly with everything going on. So the more eyes on what we have to do, the better, frankly.
Okay. I'm putting your hand down, Teresa, because I think you already spoke.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Any further discussion on Sagerton's motion to add the vice chair and the secretary to the strategic planning committee? Hearing no further discussion.
Madam Chair?
Yeah, go ahead, Teresa.
I think we should divide. Well, this is, I think, so he wants to put two people on the strategic planning committee, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
I would like to divide.
Okay, so it is possible to divide. Oh yeah, hang on. I'll fix that. I just saw something in the chat. Sorry. Okay. We can divide we'll divide it and we'll make it two motions. So the motions are exactly the same, except one says vice chair and the other one says secretary. Okay. So, we'll vote on the, I'm sorry. I didn't catch who just said something.
That was Beth.
Oh, Beth, were you trying to seek recognition?
Yes, I don't have in front of me last year's mandate or the original mandate before that I was referring to, but my understanding was that the previous mandates, at least until this last year, referred to including all officers indiscriminately without handpicking, you know, based on who was occupying any given seat, that as officers, they were to be included. But that was my understanding and the way I was hoping we would proceed. Thank you. I don't think this is intended to be another election for individuals.
No, it's,
I think
okay.
We're addressing the offices rather than the individual. Thank you.
Correct. All right, hang on. I will show you. The committee that, okay, so I'm about to share my screen again so that everyone can see. Let's see, did I get this right? Okay. And I will zoom that in a little bit so that everybody can read it. I mean, I'm not making it up, Beth. You might think that that's what it was supposed to be, but I'm showing you the motion. I'm showing everyone the motion, and it says further resolved, that the strategic planning committee consists of the following members: the chair of the PMB, the chair of the National Finance Committee, one director from each of the five Pacifica stations to be selected by an IRV election, one affiliate director to be selected by an IRV election, and then members of the Strategic Planning Committee from 2021 and 2022 who are no longer directors may participate in the work as non-voting advisors. And that's the way it was listed. So, anyway, I'm just, you know, trying to put to rest the fact that regardless of what any one director's recollection might be, that's the motion we passed, and we passed it back on I believe we passed it on March. I can tell you the date here in a second. Nope, February 23rd of this year. So So, anyway. Any further discussion of this motion? I'm sorry. What we decided to do was to divide it.
Don't we vote on whether to divide it?
What do you mean by divide it?
So dividing the question means taking it and, because it was two people that we were talking about, taking and voting on them, voting on the two offices individually. So do we add the vice chair? Yes or no? Do we add the secretary? Yes or no? That's what Teresa. Okay. So what we need is if we're going to vote on it. So is there a second to Teresa's motion to divide the question? I'm sorry. Okay. That's what I needed to do.
Second.
Okay. So there's
unfortunately we have run out of time on this issue.
Okay. So,
second.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the motion to extend for five? Hearing none, that's what we'll do. Okay.
May I be recognized?
Yes, you may. Sagerton, go ahead.
You were asked the question of about dividing and do we have to vote on dividing. It's my recollection that any member can ask for an item to be divided when it deals with multiple items like this, and it doesn't require a vote. If a member requests it, then it's done.
Then it's that's it? It's as simple as that? Okay, thank you.
That's my recollection.
Okay, fair enough. So then it's simply divided, and then the point is, if you agree that both offices should be part of the strategic planning committee, then just vote yes for both of them. And if you think one should but one shouldn't, then vote for the one you want and not for the other, and we'll go from there. Okay, so I will take them in the order. In the following order, we'll do vice chair first. So the question is,
Madam Chair, may I say one thing?
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
I think it's not a matter of voting for a specific person. We are voting on whether we feel the office needs to be represented on this committee.
Correct.
Moving forward.
Well, we're only deciding for this year because basically next year's PMB will have to, you know, stand up the strategic planning committee again. So, you know, next year's PMB could do it differently, I suppose. But yes, it would have a take force for the rest of 2023. Okay. So first up is the office of vice chair. Should the office of vice chair be added to the standing or to the, membership of the strategic planning committee. Are there any objections to that motion?
I object.
Thank you, Fred. Yeah. Are there, objections other than Fred's objection? I'm trying to see if I can avoid doing a roll call vote here. Yes. Okay. All right. Nancy, let's go to a roll call vote. So,
Teresa Allen.
Allen says no.
Adriana Casanave.
Tom Carr, fingers busted. Waiting right missing.
Sharon, I'm going to mute you until it's your turn to vote because there's background noise. Go ahead, wherever we were. Adriana.
I'm muted already.
James Dingman.
Yes, the vice chair should be added.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa, you there? I'll come back to you. Fred Dodsworth.
No.
William Foster.
I'm here.
Sue Goodwin.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Donna Grimes.
Yes.
Avelia Jones.
No.
Alexa?
No.
Marianne Martinez?
No.
James McFadden?
Yes.
Darlene Rose Pagano?
Dane.
That was a yes?
Same.
Abstain. Okay, sorry. But you said same. Sorry. Abstain. Oops. And then I got my things off here. Sorry. Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
James Sagerton?
Yes.
Sharon Salam?
No.
Aki Tanaka?
No.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Yes.
Egberto Willis?
Yes.
Okay. Julie Hewitt.
There were a couple people who,
didn't vote. Adriana Casanave. Let's see. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, now I hear Adriana. You, Adriana.
Go ahead.
Do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay. All right. Eleven yes. Six no, one abstention. Chair, how do you vote?
I'll vote yes. Okay, so that motion carries, and the vice chair is included in the strategic planning committee. Okay, so then the second
Madam
vote.
Madam Chair, I believe there are nine yes, just so you know.
Let me count again.
And you make 10, I believe.
I counted 12.
Yeah, I counted 12.
And I got 11. We all need to go back to school.
And we need more people on these committees?
Can you name them?
Hang on, let Nancy finish her count.
Okay, the yes.
Well.
All right.
12 yes.
Yeah. Yeses are Adriana Casanave, James Dingman, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Sue Goodwin, Heather Gray, Donna Grimes, Julie Hewitt, James McFadden, Sean Rhodes, James Sagerton, Elizabeth Ungunten, and Egberto Willis.
That's 12, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So that motion carries, and so now we are on to the motion in terms of adding the secretary to the strategic planning committee. And are there any objections to adding the secretary to the strategic planning committee?
Same objection.
Okay. Are there multiple objections?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then, let's go to a roll call vote, Nancy, on the secretary office on the SPC.
Okay. Okay, Teresa Allen?
No.
Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
James Dingman?
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Fred Dodsworth?
No.
William Foster is absent. Sue Goodwin?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Donna Grimes?
No.
Julie Hewitt?
Get me.
I'm sorry, I have to wait. Excuse me.
Okay.
Avelia Jones?
No.
Alexa?
No.
Marianne Martinez?
No.
James McFadden?
Yes.
Darlene Rose Padano?
No.
Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
James Sagerton?
Yes.
Sharon Salam? I didn't hear you.
No.
Aki Tanaka?
No.
Elizabeth Van Gunten?
Yes.
Egberto Willis?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to count. 10 yes. Nine, no. Chair, how do you vote?
I'll vote yes.
11 yes, 9 no.
All right. So that motion also carries. That takes us to, I'm sorry. We're not done with the committee conveners. Jim Dingaman has been patiently waiting with his hand up.
I just want to know when you're going to get to the task forces.
Okay. So that's a good question. Mostly I was interested in getting the committees, like making sure that the committees got meeting, the task forces. I mean, it's important for them to meet, but it's not the same level of importance in terms of, you know, decision making that happens in task forces. So, that doesn't mean task forces can't get work done and can't air issues, but that work would have come to the PMB. So, yeah, go ahead, Teresa.
Could you send out a sign up sheet or something to that effect so people know who wants to be on the committees? Or you can name conveners, and people who want to be on those task forces can contact the conveners.
Yeah. So the point is, we didn't take. Here's my particular issue with trying to do this right now, and maybe we could do this in the next meeting, because we're already, you know, a little past time certain to go into closed session, and we're not quite done with the open session. That's one thing. And then the second thing is, I don't have a specific list of, and because we haven't decided on exactly what task forces we're going to have for this year. So I'm totally happy to have conveners for task forces, but I think we also have to, we have to decide whether we're having certain task forces or not. Right. And so I don't want to have task forces, you know, unless they're, you know, unless they have kind of a mission and so on and so forth. And I don't want to decide for the PMB what the task forces are. Right. So, and I'm not saying that we're not going to do that. I just, we don't have to do it tonight. So,
Julie,
perhaps we can do that next week. Yes, Dingaman.
All right. I just wanted to announce that for the next 3 weeks, the technology task force is going to be dealing with training for applications to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And they will be open sessions every Saturday, starting this Saturday at 1:00 East Coast time. It's posted on KPTFX, and it'll probably take about 8 or 9 hours of work to go through all the webinars. But anyone who wants to participate, can participate. It'll help the CABs, GMs, PDs, whoever wants to participate, they'll get a pretty good education as to what we have to do to get the CSG applications in. So just to let people know that that's in train. Thank you.
Got it. So those meetings are already posted on kpftx.org.
Correct.
Is that right, Jim?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so, yes, go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, I would propose that we take this up at the next regular meeting, the same meeting, the first meeting of the month when we deal with committee reports and that sort of thing. And that all task forces just continue to meet as per usual until then, which is kind of the Pacifica tradition that we, you know, continue as we have been until we make a new decision. And so I guess that I should have proposed that as a motion.
I'll second that.
Thank you. There's a development task force on the fourth Monday of the month that I hope to be able to follow through for, and then I'd be able to report at the next regular meeting.
So, okay, so one thing I want to be clear about is because the PNB voted back in the fall to meet weekly, and then we decided to start the first and third Thursday of the month meetings beginning in April, all of these meetings that we're having in the month of March are regular meetings, right? It has been our practice for, apparently for some years, for the first Thursday of the month to be the only regular meeting, and that was always a meeting with committee reports. I propose we continue, and I've said this out loud, I propose we continue using the first Thursday of the month as committee reports, but I want to be very clear, that is not the next regular meeting. And regular meeting doesn't mean, is not equivalent to, means we have reports from committees. So we could take, we don't have to wait till the April 6th meeting. We could do this at the March 23rd meeting. That's the point I'm trying to make. So,
okay.
I feel certain that we're out of time on this item.
I was just going to say, Chair, what unit of time are we in right now? We extinguished the 5-minute, extension some time ago.
Yes, exactly. So, so Beth, honestly, I'm not entirely, I appreciate what you were trying to do, but I'm not entirely sure that we actually need a motion to do that because, you know, in some sense, I think it has been, you know, it basically has been Pacifica practice to keep the, you know, the existing committees going, and that, you know, extends to task forces, and we'll just make sure that we put this on the agenda for the next meeting, you know, what task forces to have, you know, to specifically make sure.
Do you want a motion to withdraw my previous motion?
Sure, because that's the proper thing to do.
So moved.
Okay. Does someone want to second that motion?
Second.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the motion to withdraw the motion? Hearing none, we'll consider that done. And then we'll put that, you know, people should think about what task forces they think we should have in Pacifica for the next year. And please put it in writing and, you know, send it to me, you know, before the 23rd so that we can get those motions on the agenda or at least have it listed what would be the purpose of, you know, in charge for each of the task forces. Okay. Nancy, I see your hand. Did you have a question?
Yeah. Jim Dingman could please send that announcement. I can put it in the minutes.
Yes. Thank you. And Fred, I see your hand.
Yes, vis-a-vis Jim Dingman's announcement, of course, the KPFA LSB meets on Saturday, so we will not be able to attend to this Corporation for Public Broadcasting training session.
Point of information?
You go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, the information that pertains to this, I believe I will send out to the board so people can do it, and it will be repeated another two times. And then there will be separate workshops for the GMs and the PDs, which directors, of course, can.
You died, Jim.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, there's a whole separate process that we're setting up that will involve training of the GMs and PDs, and directors, of course, can participate that. And in all the material that was obtained, with the generosity of one of our affiliate general managers, I'll share that with everybody so they can look at it and absorb it.
Thank you.
It's a lot of work. Yeah.
Okay. So that brings us to unfinished business / new business. And actually, let me just point out that Terry Goodman just joined us, and I do apologize, Terry. We got already to the point on the agenda where we did the coin flip for the, except, I'm sorry, we didn't do a coin flip. We did the straw drawing for the KPFA seat on the strategic planning committee. So thank you, Terry, for being willing to join us, but we took care of that already. All right. So that brings us to the next item on the agenda, which is the new business item that Adriana said she emailed everyone a motion about, I do believe. Is this the list of documents needed email, Adriana?
Yes, and my motion is there too. Said list of documents needed. I emailed it at 7:55 Central or 8:55 PM Eastern.
Right. And Adriana's motion I move that,
yes,
that the PMB directs Mr. Schwartz, Ms. Wells, and or whoever possesses it to send me the documentation that I'm entitled to and have been repeatedly requested. Is there a second for Adriana's motion?
Vanessa seconds.
Thank you. Any discussion of Adriana's motion?
I have a question.
Yeah, hang on. Adriana, did you want to motivate it or?
Yes, sure. Sure. Okay. I sent all the emails you have there, but I received some of the information that was, I sent to the entire PMV, the back and forth, and I'm asking for signed documents because the documents that are not signed are not worth it, or could be, but I don't care. I need the real documents. And Mr. Schwartz said that no sure that I, he's not sure that I need the signatures, and I hesitate. He said, I hesitate to make people signatures around. You have to accept my representation that the final agreements I sent are the same as those which were signed. I don't have any doubts. They said the board only authorized one lawsuit. He explained some of that. I don't doubt anything that he's saying. The only thing that I'm entitled as a director, Mr. Schwartz, the executive director, we really appreciate their being with us and helping us, but we directors have the obligation. It's our fiduciary duty. And like I said before, I'm very seriously about it, and I want to possess the documents. I send all the confidentiality that you want me, but I need the documents. And I don't accept, Mr. Schwartz said that neither the PMB directs him. Okay, that's why I'm asking the PMB to approve the motion. And every director, it's not only me. If somebody else wants it, it's fine. In that case, it's me. I don't care if the other directors ask for that or not. That's why I'm asking for this PMB to send this motion. That I'm entitled by the Pacifica Foundation by law and ratified by the Nonprofit Corporation Code of California. That's are my rights as directors.
Thank you.
Chair, I would point out the agenda only gives 5 minutes for this item. We're halfway through.
Okay, thank you. I see Nancy, Fred, and Beth's hands. Nancy?
I second her motion.
It already was seconded. Thank you, though, for interrupting.
Okay.
Go ahead, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Okay, Fred.
I move the question.
Any objections to the motion?
I object without having heard from Arthur. I would like to know his justification for what he's doing. So I object to voting before we've heard from Arthur.
That means we move.
I move to extend by 5.
I object.
Yeah, hang on. Arthur, would you like to say anything here or?
I believe that I gave Adriana every document she asked for, which took me an hour of work. And I don't have the signed copies that she wants. I'm not going to go run around and find them in whatever vault they're in. And she's going to have to take my representation that the copy I sent her is the final document, same way that I supplied to the Attorney General's office when they asked us for a whole slew of documents about a year and a half ago. I think Nancy was helped me on that a lot. So you can ask me to get her. She can go find if she knows who has the signed version of the FJC loan from 2016, let her find it. Or 2017, let her find it. She wants the signed contract from the sale of KPFT. I don't know who has it. I don't have it. I approved it, but I didn't sign it. I'm not the signatory. She wants the approved, whatever she wants the approved that I don't have a signature on. If she knows who has it, she can get it from them. I'm not researching it for her. She'll have to take my representation that what I gave her is what I approved for somebody. It could have been Lydia. It could have been Stephanie. It could have been somebody else to sign, that I sent her the documents. So you could give me an instruction to send her the signed documents. I don't have them. So give me the instruction and I will just write back. Sorry, I don't have them.
Thank you. Fred called the question, so.
Yeah, I called the question. Robert's rule said there's no discussion. It moves to a vote.
Alright, are there any objections to, Adriana's motion?
I object.
Alright, are there other objections besides, Ali's? I'm just trying to see if we need to go to a roll call vote. Okay. Let's go to a roll call vote then. Nancy, please.
It's Alan. You're muted.
This is to mandate that Arthur give the documents to Adriana or to the director, and that he be tasked with finding the signed documents specifically.
Madam Chair, can you read the motion?
It says, I move that the PMB directs Mr. Schwartz, Ms. Wells, and or whoever possesses it to send me the documentation that I'm entitled to and I have been repeatedly requested. So that's
the motion. I'm telling you that she's gotten everything she requested.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Okay. Hang on. What we're going to do is we're going to proceed. Now that everybody knows what the motion is, we're proceeding to the vote. Teresa, go ahead.
I'm going to say no.
Adriana Casanave. I can't hear you.
I say yes. Can you hear me?
I heard you. Thank you.
Thank you.
James Dingman.
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Fred Dodsworth.
No.
Sue Goodwin.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
I'm passing as well.
Donna Grimes.
No.
Avelia Jones.
No.
Ali Lexa.
No.
Marianne Martinez.
No.
James McFadden.
Passed.
Darlene Rose Pagano.
No.
Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Sharon Salam.
Yes. You know, all our documents should be kept together. They should be in one place easily to find.
Aki Tanaka.
No.
Elizabeth Van Gunten.
Yes.
Egberto Willis.
No.
Okay. James Dingman, you passed.
Yes.
Heather Gray, you passed.
No.
James McFadden, you passed.
Yes.
Okay. Nine yes.
Now what? What?
Nine yes.
Okay, thank you.
People, you haven't been recognized. Nancy is in the middle of counting and reading the vote. Please let her
finish. I'm sorry, I can't hear what she's saying. She's not speaking to the mic.
Because she wasn't saying anything. She was doing the counting. Go ahead, Nancy.
She said the number of no's, and I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, somebody spoke over me. 10 no's.
Thank you.
I'll vote yes, although it doesn't make a difference.
10 yes, 10 no.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the no's?
10.
10. You want the names or did you just want the numbers?
Yes, just the names.
Teresa Allen, Fred Dodsworth, Heather Gray, Donna Grimes, Avelia Jones, Ali Lexa, Darlene Rose Pagano, Aki Tanaka, Egberto Willis.
Madam Chair, may I ask a question?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Please don't interrupt.
10. That's 10.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So the motion doesn't carry. Beth, is that a legacy hand?
Yeah, it must be a legacy hand. Thanks.
Adriana, is yours a legacy hand?
No, Madam Chair.
Okay, so we've covered the motion though, so, and technically speaking, we're at, the motion to move into executive session at a time certain of 9:30, even though it's 9:56, but, we don't have a motion on the floor, so yes, Adriana, what is it?
He's asking for the floor.
And I said, yes, Adriana, what is it?
Yes, Madam Chair. If I don't misunderstand what it is, the 10 members of this PMB is telling me that I'm not entitled, are negating my rights as a director, right?
So, Adriana, we took a vote on this.
No, Madam Chair. The vote is because somebody was discussing
This is not to be, I'm sorry.
Okay, Fred, hang on. Fred is not the parliamentarian, and so I'll take care of this. Adriana, we took a vote. I'm sorry, but it is what it is, and so you know, I mean, what you can't do is, because the vote didn't pass, you can't now lecture people. Listen, what we'll do is, listen to me. What we will do is we will try to get you the documents that you have asked for. Yes, all of Pacifica's documents should be stored in one place so that we can readily make them accessible to directors. But, you know, I also would like to go to Paris tomorrow, and I can't do that, right? And so, you know, there's, just because there are things that you want to have be the case, it doesn't mean that that wishing it so makes it so. Yes, it's what the bylaws say, but it takes actual resources. Teresa, I'm not done. I need everyone to understand it takes actual resources, and we are a largely volunteer body here, and it takes actual resources. And even though Arthur's not a volunteer, we pay him. Point is, we pay him, and we don't have bobs of resources with which to do this. And so I appreciate you think that you need everything to get your job done as a director, but everybody needs to find a way to, like, to do their best, and we are all doing our best. Sometimes that just has to be good enough. There's nothing on the floor, but Teresa, what is it?
I was just going to say, Madam Chair, ordinarily, I really believe that directors should have all the documents that they need. However, I would support this if this director was specific and I could see a need. I really don't know what she's asking for, but if she was specific about
why you even asked. Okay, Adriana, please. I didn't recognize you. I want to be very clear. Thank you, Teresa. But honestly, folks, we voted on this. It's time to move on. We're still going to do our best to get Adriana what she wants, right?
Thank you.
So, folks, we are half an hour late here.
I hope that
is there a motion to move into executive session? Adriana, I haven't recognized you. Okay. Is there a motion to move into executive session?
I move that we go into executive session.
I'll second.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you. Are there any objections to the motion to move into executive session? Hearing none, that's what we'll do.